WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
There are more than 35 new TV series premiering this fall. TV critic David Bianculli has seen all but the handful that have yet to be made available for preview. To help you sort the bad from the good in the coming weeks, here are the shows he considers the best of the bunch.
Don't bother to reach for a pen. It's not a long list. This season, there are two big trends, and I don't like either one of them. One is a carryover from last year, more reality shows. And if you've seen NBC's new Secret Service, you already know they're even worse this year. The other trend is a widespread cloning of Fox's youth-obsessed Beverly Hills 90210. There are so many variations of that theme, Melrose Place, The Heights, Class of 96, it's hard to tell the shows apart. And frankly, it's not worth the effort. In fact, the only new series that stand out this year are the ones that don't fall into any neat categories. I've already reviewed one of the shows I like the most, ABC's Going to Extremes. It's the one about med students in the Caribbean. I also really like Picket Fences, which premieres a week from Friday on CBS. That show stars Tom Skerritt and Kathy Baker, and it's in that middle ground, somewhere between Northern Exposure and Twin Peaks. It's about a small town loaded with weird and likable characters, but it's also a town with a kind of dark undercurrent. For example, the series begins with a local stage production of The Wizard of Oz, but that stage show is stopped when the Tin Man collapses off stage.
Cut him loose! Cut him out of there!
Oh my God!
Come on, people, give him room.
Be careful!
Give him room now. Back off, people, back off.
He looks blue. He's supposed to be crazy.
Julia, shut up and walk away. Walk away now.
I'm just being concerned.
Talk to me, Doctor. What?
Send your audience home.
What? Send him home? We've got a show to put on.
The show's over, Joe. The Tin Man's dead.
The only other new fall series I really enjoy is Mad About You, an NBC comedy starring Paul Reiser and Helen Hunt as newlyweds in New York. It's been described as Seinfeld gets married, and that's a pretty good description. In fact, NBC has placed Mad About You right after Seinfeld, so it makes for a very compatible double feature. Mad About You premieres in a couple of weeks. Meanwhile, the reason it doesn't premiere next week is because NBC is showing a special one-hour season premiere of Seinfeld. I had more fun watching that preview tape than any of the 30-some new shows I've sat through, because the Seinfeld writers have come up with a brilliant plot line. Ever since it premiered, Seinfeld has been a minimalistic comedy, with episodes built around waiting for a table at a restaurant, looking for a car in a parking lot, or just sitting around talking. This season, the show finally has a continuing plot line. Jerry Seinfeld gets an offer from NBC executives to pitch an idea for his own TV sitcom. At first, Seinfeld doesn't know what kind of show to pitch. But then, he and his buddy George are sitting in a diner talking about such meaningless things as salsa when inspiration struck.
You know, it must be impossible for a Spanish person to order seltzer and not get salsa.
I wanted salsa, not salsa!
Don't you know the difference between seltzer and salsa? You have the salsa after the salsa.
See, this should be the show. This is the show.
What?
This. Just talk.
Yeah, right.
No, I'm really serious. I think that's a good idea.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about?
It's about nothing.
No story?
No, forget the story.
You gotta have a story.
Who says you gotta have a story? Remember when we were waiting for that table in that Chinese restaurant that time? That could be a TV show.
And who's on the show? Who are the characters?
I could be a character.
You?
Yeah, you base a character on me.
So on the show, there's a character named George Costanza?
Yeah. What, there's something wrong with that? I'm a character. People are always saying to me, you know, you're quite a character.
So for a while, at least, Seinfeld will be a TV show about making a TV show about nothing. As boring as that sounds, though, it's a lot more entertaining than almost all of the new TV shows that are about something.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Post and author of Teleliteracy, Taking Television Seriously.